T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A bizarre spectacle for the whole world to see, Lee. Mm-hmm. And the world saw yesterday what you and I have been talking about for a long time. The profound criminality and corruption of our FBI.
Yeah, that was very difficult to watch yesterday.
Profound criminality. They are an agency that exists to further their own criminality. They are an agency that exists to cover up their own criminality and to further themselves politically. They have no other purpose. And what was fascinating about this yesterday, I mean, we're literally at the point they need to empty all the offices. Empty them out. You work at the FBI, you're gone. And then detonate the building. We are at that point. And what was so powerful about yesterday is that it wasn't political.
No.
There was no politics. There was no left versus right, Republican versus Democrat. There was none of that. There was this, but think about what happened yesterday. Think what we saw. The world has never seen a thing like this before. Our gold medalists. Everyone, if you don't know their names off the top of your head, you know their faces. Yeah. From the USA Olympic team. Michaela Maroney, Simone Biles, Ali Raisman, sitting there with tears running down their faces. They told the FBI in graphic detail about the absolutely horrific abuse that they suffered. In particular, according to the Indianapolis Star, they told W.J. Abbott, then agent in charge of the Indianapolis FBI office. They told him. They told his underlings. They took detailed testimony about his horrific abuse. He, at that point, had molested over 100 girls, both inside the USA gymnastics team and outside of it. Okay? And you know what W.J. Abbott did? He buried the case. And you know why he did it? He wanted a job. He had applied during that period to work in security with the USA Olympic team and USA gymnastics. Let that sink in.
Just a little bit of a conflict of interest there.
Oh, it's a big one. It's a big one. According to the Indy Star, and, you know, pursuing this job, it was a more than six-figure job, W.J. Abbott and another unnamed agent made false statements under oath. This is covering up the abuse for his would-be employer, omitting important information in a 2017 report, lying to the inspector general, investigators under oath, who looked into it, and providing materially false statements during those interviews to minimize errors made by the Indianapolis field office. He then went back, or had before he did the interviews, I should say. This is after he took the interviews about this horrific abuse. He then falsified the statements the girls made. Falsified dates and times that they had investigated. They did not. They didn't even bother to call some of these girls back. These are our medal winners, okay? And it's not just one. These are crimes. Felony after felony. How many times have I said felony after felony after felony after felony? And I'm talking about the FBI. Yeah. So there's no partisanship here. This is how they operate. This is what they do. They are a criminal syndicate. And we have seen this over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Most of the time, it's politics they're interfering in while breaking the law. Indianapolis Star says during the 14 months that this FBI special agent in charge of the Indianapolis FBI office, in furtherance of his own career, covered up the crimes. In that 14-month period, he was able to cover up the crimes. Never got the job, by the way. They must have been able to recognize a loser when they see one. According to civil court documents, 70 or more young athletes were sexually abused under the guise of medical treatment by the doctor, Larry Nassar.
Who is in prison now, by the way.
Yeah, he's in
prison. It's not like he got away with this.
And you know,
he's in prison now.
He's in prison? Because local authorities, by the way, the FBI is required to inform local authorities that a crime has gone on in their jurisdiction. That is an operational rule. They didn't tell them either. Yeah. They had to find out another way, and that's how Nassar went to prison. Nassar would still be molesting little girls if it was up to the FBI. That's what we're dealing with here. But here's where it gets sick and twisted. This is a very long list of crimes by the FBI once again. And when the DOJ found out about it, our Department of Injustice, which is just as profoundly corrupt, if not more, than the FBI, under Bill Barr, I'm ashamed to say, no prosecution. No prosecution. For a long time, our profoundly corrupt FBI director, Christopher Wray, refused to fire anybody involved. The top guy was allowed to retire with a big, fat pension. When they found out that Democrat and Republican members of Congress were looking into this, and they were giving interviews to newspapers like the Indianapolis Star, all of a sudden, Christopher Wray went, you know what? I had to fire some people here. Because he's cool with it before. He's cool with it. So this is your FBI, but it's bigger than that. This is your DOJ. This is the level at which, I mean, these are Olympic athlete, this is a shame. We are shamed before the world here. If the FBI is so powerful, they can be casual about our gold medalists being abused. This agent feels so confident that nothing will ever happen to him, that he covers up a crime of this magnitude. It tells you what the structure is like inside the FBI. It's very much like the world Hunter Biden inhabits. In fact, they're covering him for him now. Where Hunter Biden has said to us in that famous clip, what is the soul of a man who faces no consequences? That's how the FBI lived. They know there's not going to be any consequences. And he wasn't wrong. Is he in prison, though? No, he's not. He was allowed to retire with his benefits until this caught up with him. I didn't catch up with him because there's some really good people in the FBI who just wanted to make it right. It caught up with him because it got so embarrassing in the media that they had to do something. So this is where I'm asking a question this morning, Lee. At some point, are we going to face the profound corruption of our institutions? Especially in this case where you have little girls. I mean, you talk about Kayla Maroney. This started when she was 13.
Yeah, that's just...
He drugged her on the plane so he could molest her all night. He molested her right before she went out and won her gold medal. Do we have no shame as a country? Is there no shame? See, this is the case to do this. This is the case to clean house. This is the case to go through there with an axe, cut through that red tape, and fire them all. All the way up to the top, they got to go. This is a cover-up. This is not just a cover-up. These are crimes committed while covering up what they did. And there's a shrug of the shoulders. There's a shrug of the shoulders. There's a shrug of the shoulders. And W.J. Abbott's walking around today. He's walking around. He's been fired now. So he may or may not get his pension. Watch this, Lee. He'll get his pension.
No, I am.
You just watch. That's how it goes. I mean, these are people. This is an agency that lied under oath to the FISA court to get the ability to spy on the president and the Republican Party to give the Democrats the upper hand in an election. And it's just shrug of shoulders.
Yep.
And we can't see that, and we can't talk about it honestly as a country because we're so politically divided. But this should be a wake-up call.
Mm-hmm. I just think it was very interesting. You know, we heard so much about Donald Trump you know, dismissing and being dismissive of the federal institutions. Well, you know, I think we've got ample evidence now that our own federal institutions are their own worst enemy. If you look at what you're talking about here this morning with the Department of Justice and the FBI, if you look at the Defense Department, if you look at our intel agencies, if you look at the IRS, if you look at vast numbers.
The Pentagon now, too.
That's what I'm saying, Department of Defense. And it just goes on and on and on. We have a culture of corruption that is infected and has become a cancer on the bureaucracy of this country. You know, we talk about cleaning out Congress. You know, and that may be a good idea, although I'd still think there's a few good folks in there. Most of them, in my opinion, are some that are the conservatives of the Republicans. But that's another story entirely. But, you know, I am losing so much confidence in the ability of people of good character and some type of moral ethics to rise to any level of power in any agency or bureaucracy within this federal government. And that's what allows us to have self-rule. When you have people of moral character, when you have people that have a concept of right and wrong and consequences for immoral and unethical behavior, then you can have self-governance. Without that, it collapses. And I'm sad to say that that is the state that we are in right now in this country.
And here's a question, just to wrap this segment. If they can do this while committing felonies to the President of the United States of America, and if they can do this while committing felonies to our Olympic gold winning gymnast, what can they do to you? What will they do to us as they get more and more and more power? Because the Democrats have bills right now in Congress, some of which, thank God, haven't passed, that will let the FBI begin to go through our police departments and our sheriff's departments at the local level and background the social media posts of sheriff's deputies and police officers, all of them, for extremism. If they would do this, if they can get away with this level of crime and abuse to some of the most famous faces in this country, our national pride, our athletes, what can and will they do if turned loose on the American people?
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you want to know the full story of what the FBI did to Simone Biles, gold medal winner, I documented it exhaustively. It's a heck of a story. This is my August 3rd podcast on the Battleground series called Violated, What the FBI Did to Simone Biles. The story is unbelievable. It's hair-raising. And it basically all goes back to an FBI agent who simply wanted a job with the Olympic Committee. And this abuse was happening at one of their facilities, USA Gymnastics Team facilities. There were basically three groups involved. They all wanted to cover it up. It was very embarrassing. He wanted a job, so he covered it up. And I mean, we're talking about gold medal winners, our top athletes, coming to this FBI agent, and he is so unafraid of the top brass, so confident of their profound corruption and criminality, that he bears it. And when it comes time to face the music for that, not because the FBI leadership cares, they didn't. They're profoundly corrupt too. But because the local police picked up the slack when they would not, and it embarrassed them. He lied under oath again and again and again. And then he falsified documents that he signed under penalty of perjury. Felony after felony after felony after felony after felony. So he's in prison. Ha! No, it's the FBI. No, he's walking around. He's walking around. He was allowed to retire. Wasn't even fired till it embarrassed Christopher Wray. Till senators and congressmen who were Democrats began asking questions. See, if Republicans ask questions, it's okay. Texter writes, and this gives you an idea of what we're dealing with here. I work with minors, and I'm a mandatory reporter. I'd go to prison if I didn't report suspected abuse of a minor. You should. But they're FBI. Folks, I've said this so many times. If you are some kid attorney just out of law school and you lie to the court, if you're an assistant prosecutor in a county somewhere and you know, making $25,000 a year, $30,000 a year, and you submit false evidence to the court, because I've actually seen that happen. I covered it as a reporter. If you are a person who works in a crime lab and you've got a drug addiction and you didn't do the test you were supposed to, and you falsify reports, do you know what happens to you? You go to prison. They do not mess around. But if you're an FBI agent, so good. So good. Department of Justice will cover up for you. And that is how four of our Olympic medal winners came to be on television yesterday with tears streaming down their faces talking about what had happened to them. This is our profound corruption. This is our moment to choose. And what I like about this case and why I've spent so much time on it on the Battleground podcast is it shows you how the FBI operates. This is not partisan. There is nothing partisan about 13-year-old gold medalist being sexually abused and the FBI covering it up and committing felonies in the process, altering documents, doing those kind of things. And the FBI leadership completely unmoved. Bill Barr completely unmoved as head of the Department of Justice. And you see the tears run down their faces? This is a national humiliation. It is not partisan. It's human. These girls were begging somebody to be human in our government. I'm going to play Michaela Maroney's testimony later. It will stand your hair on end as the show unfolds. She says they chose to protect a child molester, and they did. Michaela Maroney, the headline is in Breitbart today, accuses the FBI of falsifying documents and enabling child abuse. Yes, they did. They committed felonies in the process. And when you have the Indianapolis Star, which is the mainstream outlet there in Indianapolis, and which is left-wing, and Breitbart reporting the exact same thing, something's bad wrong. Bad, bad wrong here. Maroney said she was aghast to learn the FBI agents that did not attend to her accusations made up entirely false claims about what she told them. They then filed those, literally rewrote her story and filed those as official interview documents. Do you know what happens to you if you lie to the FBI? There's a law against that. Do you know what happens to you? You go to prison, convicted. When the FBI lies, it's okay. I almost can't. It shocks the conscience to the point. And again, the shocking part is not the profound corruption. By the way, the special agent in charge, that's not an agent. That's the guy who ran the office in Indianapolis. And leadership is unmoved. They don't care. The Department of Justice, unmoved. Don't care. Don't prosecute. You know why? They have become royalty. The FBI has become royalty, untouchable by the laws that we have.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the hottest story out there on Twitter. It's about Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend's balls. But this is a big, you know, I'm laughing watching the cover of this, coverage of this. I was sitting in bed watching Tucker Carlson's coverage last night. I had tears rolling down my face. If you haven't followed this, Nicki Minaj is a rapper, okay? Leftist, seen with leftist, Hollywood type, you know the deal. So she was going to go to the Met, hang out with AOC, probably with no mask and shoulder to shoulder. That's how the elites do it. And she tweets out that she you know, you had to be vaccinated to go. So she tweets out why she didn't go. She's not even thinking about this, right? She didn't live in a world where we do, where we, if we ask simple questions, you and I, we go to social media prison. And then it turns out we were right and the people censoring us were wrong. I mean, we've been living through this for a couple of years now, right? But Nicki Minaj doesn't live in that world. She's black. She's a rapper. She's the right people. She's a leftist. So she just throws it out there that she's not going to go to the Met this year because you have to be vaccinated. And she's studying it, she says. She's studying it. It's not true. Her cousin's friend was going to get married, but then he got the shot, she says. And his balls got inflamed. And due to fear of his, I guess, impotence, the bride drop kicked him. Now, I don't know what the medical code is for that. Vaccine causes swollen balls and ends wedding. But it happened. So she says, you know, I have this example in my life. I'm a little afraid of the vaccine. I got to ask some questions. She didn't say don't take it. She didn't say, hey, this is a verifiable medical condition that can happen to you if it takes. She didn't say that. She said, this is what I know. I'm asking questions. I'm doing my research. I don't know, okay? She's asking the question. You should be able to do that in America. Can't now. She says Twitter censored her. She tried to put a tweet up about it. They say they didn't. But it doesn't matter. She got absolutely brutalized by cable television for asking a question. And now Nicki Minaj gets it. You know what's interesting about this? Her and President Trump say about the same thing in a 24-hour period. You can't find two more different people than that. Trump predicted, we're not going to have a country left in 3 years. He thinks America will come to an end before the 2024 election. Well, perhaps in its current form. Not necessarily maybe geographically, but in its current form. Nicki Minaj basically said the same thing. After being brutalized by cable television. Not for telling you, hey, this shot's bad, don't take it. She didn't say that. She said, you need to do your research. You need to pray on it, and you need to think about it. And they went nuts on her. They went nuts on her. She upset the Ministry of Truth and got a backlash she couldn't have even imagined. Listen to what she just said. This is on All Urban Central, which is a black YouTube channel, okay? As she's saying this, you know, you ever seen one of those where you can comment as the person's talking? And you can see the, you know, avatars of each person's social media page, their pictures. They're all black. And they're all like, yeah, Nikki, yeah, yeah, yeah. So these aren't white Trump supporters cheering her on. These are black people who like rap. And they agree with her that they're scared too. Listen to what rapper Nicki Minaj said about what happened to her on Twitter and the censorship that she's suffering and the absolute brutalization by our elites just for asking some questions and saying she wasn't real sure.
I remember going to China and they were telling us, you know, you cannot speak out against, you know, the people in power there, etc. And I remember all of us thinking, oh, okay, well, you know, we understand and we respect the laws here and, you know, that it's so different where we live. But don't y'all see what's happening? Don't y'all see that we are living now in that time where people will turn their back on you? I'm not agreeing. But people will isolate you if you simply speak and ask a question. Y'all don't see what the f*** is happening? And I'm seeing black women on Twitter, black women I follow, acting like this is funny. Now, I ain't gonna lie, I had a lot of fun yesterday and a lot of laughs. But black women, are y'all forgetting there was a time not too long ago where you couldn't even make eye contact with people? And you're okay with what's happening? We're no longer even allowed to voice our opinions or to ask questions now.
Nicki Minaj compared this country to China. And she wasn't done. She said there are many in the entertainment industry she knows who have the same questions and they're terrified to speak out. These are big name people, folks. Not you and me. We're done. We go to Facebook jail. Big name people. Listen to this.
Here's what.
By the way, for those just tuning in, this is Nicki Minaj, the rapper, who said, hey, she's not getting vaccinated after what, you know, she saw happen to her cousin's friend. And she's asking questions, she says. She's not saying don't take the vaccine. She's just asking questions. Listen to this, Nicki Minaj.
Here's what's interesting. What's interesting is so many of your favorite artists feel this way, but they're afraid to speak up. And I can't blame them. Look at what they just did. I will never use Twitter again. First of all, I didn't give any facts about any vaccine. I didn't give any facts about anything. I simply said, okay, well, you know, I didn't want to travel with my tiny baby, yada, yada, yada. And then I said, my cousin, this is the reason he didn't want to take the vaccine. Do y'all realize how many men are embarrassed to even speak on things that have to do with their health? Do you know how many men, especially black men, don't go to the doctor and are afraid to tell their own wives that they may be having pain or they may be feeling, you know, not so well? And Twitter can just wake they crusty ass up and stop me from asking questions?
Yep, Nikki, welcome to America. I told you folks, it came for us already. Now they're coming for the elites, the people who used to be untouchable. It's amazing, isn't it? Text to rate's nuts, pun intended. Oh, pun absolutely intended. I'm having fun with this too. Texter writes, hey, Tara, when the black community, this is on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307, when the black community actually has diversity in their voting, I will care, but they will not make the connection to the Democrat Party, so it's pointless. That Minaj, see this. I don't know. I think it's a big deal that she does. This is the biggest thing on social media right now. I do this every morning as I prep for the show. I look at the trends. What are people tweeting about? This is huge on Twitter. People know. And you know what's fascinating about this is she is going off on this. Nicki Minaj, the rapper. Again, you can see the commenters. You ever had something that's live and you see who can comment because you can see their avatar? And the people commenting as she is talking about this on an all-black YouTube channel, they're all black. It's not white people. And they're all agreeing. They're scared too. They feel like they can't speak. They see. They see. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. I guess you could say the balls in their court. You guys, as usual, taking the text line into the ditch. Texter writes, Nicki Minaj was also the one that posted a video of supporting Biden and all of his policies. I know, that's why I love this. She sounded like she was doing conservative talk radio. She said, we live in China. She said, I've performed in China. And when we go there, they warn you. You can't criticize the government when you're there. You can't do that. And she's like, it's here. Do you see? It's here. And she's right. She's right. Texter writes, FBI equals KGB. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. You saw that on full display yesterday. Now, you know what's going to be interesting, folks? Nothing will happen. See, this was really rare because the FBI got called on the carpet yesterday by the Democrats and the Republicans. It was absolutely bipartisan. And there is nothing political or partisan about allowing, deliberately allowing gold medal winners in gymnastics to be molested and then committing a hand. I can count. It takes two hands to count the felonies the FBI committed covering up and falsifying documents related to the fact that they allowed this sexual abuse to go on because one agent wanted a job with the Olympic Committee. Six-figure job. The fact that one guy did that is not the end of the world. You have to expect we'll have profoundly corrupt law enforcement officers. That's been since the dawn of time. What is truly terrifying is that the leadership of the FBI refused to fire this guy until the Democrats began calling them on the carpet and the DOJ refused to prosecute those felonies. And that was under Bill Barr, folks. So this is... This is Democrat Republican right here. This knows no politics. It is shared corruption. And do you know what it shows us? This we saw the Battleground podcast was about this yesterday. Our agencies, specifically the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, and now the Pentagon, do not answer to Congress. They do not. They have become untethered from the country. They're only nominally American. They operate like independent nation states, and they are only tied to the country very marginally through their funding. They answer to no one in Congress, unless they choose to. And that's how this will go. They'll hold the hearing. Senators will pound the desks, and they won't touch a hair on their heads. Because they have transcended Congress. They are more powerful, and that is why they need to go. They are a danger to this country, to everyone in this country. Black, white, red, blue, Olympic medalist, and regular citizen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.